It is terrifying.
Okay, go ahead.
But I'm pretty sure I've told a story on the show before about like the semi-toothless bartender who crawled on the bar.
Talk about it, because people may have not heard this.
His giant, it was like a cantaloupe. Like his ball sack was so big, and like it poked out from between, like he was like on all fours, like seductively crawling across the bar, which is like, he was not going to seduce anybody with his three teeth. And but he was trying, and it was around Christmas, and he was wearing like a Santa hat. It was weird. Anyway, but like, if you're thinking about a guy on all fours, his balls were coming out of the back, like below his butthole, like butthole taint balls. And they, it was like a cantaloupe. Like, I was concerned for his health. Like, I don't know if
his name's Big Fatty.
Surprise.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
His giant, it was like a cantaloupe. Like his ball sack was so big. It is terrifying.
Yes. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2787 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the tooth of October 2018, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you about my day and catch up on some voice that is about time, Big Fatty. Hello, weenies. Big Fatty. Is there a gentleman caller report? No, not that kind of weenies. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say, Tuesday is going well, y'all. You weenies today, because y'all, we are in the month of Halloweeny. Yes, Big Fatty, eeny weeny chili beanie. Big Fatty, only the old gal will get that one. That's for sure. Y'all, I've decided that I'm going to put in my will that I want Alex Lefebvre to play the piano at my funeral. Hey, he's busy next week. Oh. Big Vinny, why are you laughing? Oh, I just didn't expect that to come out. Big Fatty, you're the only one that didn't expect it. Anyway. Oh, Lord. Big Fatty. Y'all, let's see. What's happened since I talked to you yesterday? I went for my evening. I know what. Y'all, I had a little early supper. Y'all, I had a... Y'all, did I tell you that the gay country boy, Big Fatty, not spelled C-U-N-T? No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. Wes, over there in the Atlanta. Y'all, I don't know where I was driving, but, it was Saturday night. He sent me a textimonium. What bagged solids are your favorites? And I sent him a quick message driving, and then I got home and I told him which ones I preferred, and my favorite one. He couldn't find that one, but he bought the Paya Gorgonzola instead. But anyway, y'all, I had my favorite one. It was the Asian. It's the, I think the brand is Eat Fresh, it's Asian sesame or something like that. But y'all, it has the solid and the dressing, and then it has like, was it cashews? Yeah, it may be cashews and sesame sticks in it. So it has kind of a, it's a nice flavor. And y'all, let me just tell you something. It'll make you toot. Be ready. And then the next day, you'll need a bumper to talk about your colon cleansing. But anyway, y'all, I had that with for my supper, and I put the rest of my rotisserie chicken that I bought last week in with that. You know, it was just really quite good and quite filling, too. And anyway, I watched some stuff on the TV machine. Y'all, I watched the 60 Minutes. Do you like the 60 Minutes? Being fatty, only the old people watch the 60 Minutes. Well, y'all, it was a pretty good show last night. It was the season premiere. Oh yes, Big Fatty, we are all in the season premiere season. It's true, and I've watched a Million Little Things or something like that. And y'all, it was the first episode of that, and y'all, I enjoyed it as well. It's not The Good Doctor by any means, but y'all, I'm going to give it a chance. I tried to watch that Murphy Brown, and y'all, it's just, no. No, ma'am. Let's see, what else? And so I watched those, and then I turned on some of the sports ball and watched that for a little while. And y'all, I did my evening gift walk, and magical about that. Although I noticed that some of the decorations for the Halloweeny, Big Fat, is that why we're weenies today? It is exactly why you're weenies today. Halloweeny, gay grandma. And I said, well, you know, maybe on Monday I will count and see how many houses have started to decorate. Y'all, so I did when I took my morning nipple walk on Monday. Y'all, 31. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I didn't expect it to be that many. but y'all, you know, some people say, oh, it's too early to be putting up your decorations and all. But y'all, I'm going to tell you something. And I told my mother this on Sunday when I talked to her. I said, you know, people are starting to put up the decorations. I said, you know, I honestly don't mind when people put them up early at the beginning of the season. I said, but the thing that drives me crazy is when they leave them up. You know, there'll be some houses that still have ghosts and pumpkins and all flying around their trees and have the spider webs and all in it by the middle of November. Y'all, take that shit down once it's over. But I told her it's very much like, y'all, you know, Big Fatty, when he goes over to Hatlanta for the Spanksgiving, y'all, we are the right. After Spanksgiving, yes, Big Fatty, Friday, y'all, that's when Big Fatty decorates the Hatterina's house with the crema tree and all the the wreaths and everything. And so, and then, y'all, she gets to enjoy it for the whole season. And all of her neighbors, oh, I just love it that you have your decorations up so early. I get to enjoy them. And, y'all, there's this little Jewish woman that lives there, just as nice as she can be. And she says, I'm Jewish, but I love to look at your Christmas decorations. They're just gorgeous. Big Fatty, does she sound like Lindsey Graham? Well, I guess so, maybe. But anyway, y'all, 31 houses. 31 houses when I got up and took my nipple walk on Monday morning. 31 houses. Y'all, I did a little extra long nipple walk. Usually it's about a 45-minute walk. Y'all, I walked for an hour. Walked for an hour on Monday, so I got a few extra steps in. And then I've got my shower. Y'all, I really hadn't done much of anything on Monday. We're going to have the final, but first, Monday night. So y'all, it's too late if you're hearing this now, except for Moose P, but he's going to be there anyway. But y'all be on the lookout for that and download it and have a listen. Now, y'all, there was one other thing that happened. Y'all, I'm sitting here and I get an e-letter. I get an e-letter on Sunday from my Northeast straight boyfriend. He says, "Oh, it's baking day." And I went, "Oh, okay." And y'all, he sent me a picture. Y'all, he had followed the recipe and made my mother's cheese cookeries. In the picture, there was a package over to the side, and it said penis gummies. Fatty. And y'all, I don't know if his penis has to take gummies or if that's his way of enjoying having some penis in his mouth. Big Fatty, I'm guessing it's the latter.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Fart, it's bacon. So I go to the bank and I go to the drive-up window and business as usual. I pull out the little clipboard that has a little piece of paper on it and I'm about to jot down my banking information and Snotty Scotty has to go and try to snap a picture of my account number. Like, how is that? And then he gets my account number, and then in the middle of the night he steals my car, and then he sits there for 15 minutes and proceeds to make fun of our banking. And add to that, the speaker is really sensitive because I've been in the bank before on the carpet, and I could hear the conversation over the speakers. And so the poor young children employees that were working there that looked like they were 12 but were probably in their early 20s were just like laughing and blushing the whole while he was making fun of.
They couldn't hear me.
They could too.
I was speaking as softly as Christina speaks, and I was sitting on the other side of the car. There's no way they heard me criticizing their dumb banking system from the 1970s.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon and Scotty.
Oh.
First of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, this is over a month old. It is. But y'all, we're catching up. Anyway, it sounds to me like this is Miss Bacon. I think you should jump on this opportunity, make this like the Needrabot. No, Big Fatty. Aberdeen. Candid Camera.
When it's least expected, you're elected, you're the star today. Smile, you're on Candid Camera. With the hocus pocus, you're in focus. It's your lucky day. Smile, you're on Candid Camera. It's fun to build up yourself. It's the time it's time to true, it's fun to look at yourself as other people do.
Silent large mixing bowl. Is that this thing?
Well, that looks like a high-sided mixing bowl to me, but you can move my shirt because I don't want it to get food all over it. Are you like this ridiculous, like everywhere?
Is Is that why you got Navy, so that the food stains wouldn't show up on it?
Yeah, so I can sit here. I'm going to eat the rest of these Tim Tams. So if I were to eat, so there's like seven gone.
How do I open this?
You lift it up. You flip the lever to tip it backwards. So if I were to eat this Tim Tam, this would be the eighth one. That would mean that I ate all of them. Is there like any shame in my game?
I'm really tempted to eat one of those Tim Tams, except that I bought them for you.
So you're just not eating them because you bought them for me?
Yeah.
That is so nice. Like, nobody ever does, like, nice things to me. But you know what? I would not be, like, I mean, you're going to probably find this hard to believe, but I have literally, like, bought Gerald, like, mints, like the circular mints that come in the white box or whatever, and I've literally, like eaten them all before I gave them to him.
Like mint thins, but after dinner mints, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Or we would go to the gas station.
Are you serious?
And I would
really?
Yeah, seriously.
Put it in here?
Yeah. And I would get.
Does your dishwasher work, by the way?
No, I don't use it. It takes too much energy. So
no,
I watch him cook. No, it does.
It's old. Is it an old one?
Are you telling me what to do? Like,
yeah.
Do you want me to drop you off at the airport in Rapid City tomorrow?
They're like the most economical.
No, they're not.
Is there any oil on that?
No, but you can rinse it. You should rinse the bowl out anyway. It's probably dusty. So I would buy chocolate-covered peanuts and chocolate-covered raisins, and then I would eat all my peanuts, and then I would dive into his raisins. Twist it.
And you would eat them all.
Yeah.
Y'all, I got nothing. I'm not quite sure. I don't. I think we're still on the Candid Camera episode. It sounds to me like Miss Bacon is just doing a Big Brother. Yes, Big Granny. Miss Bacon, thank you so much. That was just fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Big Fatty, after hearing that and hearing about Scotty talking at the machine at the bank, the night deposit drop, Big Fatty, I think it's become quite evident why Scotty started drinking when he was visiting Miss Bacon. Well, you know what? You may be right. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I forgot. On Monday, there was something in the little milk bunch. Y'all, it was a kid. It was a postcard, and it's from Tangier Island, Virginia. Yes, we ready. It says, "Hey, Big Freddy, we are enjoying Tangier Island life. Wonderful food and lots of golf carts." Yes, Big Fatty. Hug poodle and squeaky kitty. Oh, Big Fatty. With love and a laugh, Francie. Well, Francie, thank you so much. And y'all, evidently, Francie had crabs when she was there, because there's a picture of them on the front of the... Oh, dear Gussie, on the front of the cat. And y'all, a recipe for crab imperial. Big Fatty, maybe you should give that on Tamari's little show. Maybe your Northeast stray boyfriend will want to make that with his cheese cookies. Oh, well, you know, that's not a bad idea. Maybe I'll do that. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, I think you'll see drop today, Big Fatty, kind of like your pants. And y'all, speaking of dropping your pants, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from the Stinky Orangutans. Adam, anything to add?
His giant, it was like a cantaloupe. Like, his ball sack was so big, it is terrifying.
Oh, and Big Fatty was very happy to share them with you in New Orleans.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.